Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
I wish I could go to Hogwarts.
You have never wished that before in your life.
Never.
You have always claimed to be a muggle mm-hmm. whenever the topic of
I
houses
no
comes up.
I have no innate magical abilities.
Yeah. Closest you wanted to be to a wizard was a squibs, that you could be a disappointment to your family.
I did say that once. That would be rad. But that could be even more rad if I was literally Filch. And they just let me shit up the place like everybody else.
Yeah.
So what has changed your mind? Why do you now, years after the Hogwarts letter could have arrived for you, decided that you want to go?
Well, there was that recent update on Pottermore.
Is this a Rowling watch?
I don't know, because it's Pottermore. I don't know. I assume it all comes from the source.
Is that,
but she at
is
least
that
needs
canon?
To sign off in it.
Is Pottermore canon?
I think so. It is. She writes a lot of stuff for it.
She's certainly involved,
yeah,
right?
It's where a lot of her updates happen.
I don't think I know what Pottermore is.
I know you can.
Like, I thought I did, but I'm not sure that I actually know.
I've not been there since it first came out, so I don't really know exactly. I know that you can get sorted into a house.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a little bit of, like, role-playing aspect to it, but there's also, like, exploration, and then you find secret nuggets, because J.K. Rowling has just been writing more Harry Potter and just squirreling it away in corners of Pottermore for people to come across.
Those secret nugs.
Yeah, I don't think you are legally allowed to say secret nugget in the context of wizard poop.
All right,
but isn't that what it is?
So, yeah, we are a little late to the party just because of how the
recording
schedule
happens.
Works. But this has been, like, the best Rowling watch since the start of this show. The one where, canonically,
the wackest statement about Harry Potter I've ever seen.
Canonically, wizards didn't used to use chamber pots or any of the other, like, plumbing features that have existed for centuries before they adopted modern indoor muggle plumbing.
They would just Beyblade in their pants.
They would just
they would
just let it rip.
Wizards in public would just drop a hot deuce. It is into their pants.
Yeah.
Yes, like they don't
into their robes.
They don't like see robes is kind of a different thing. Because you have to ask what they're wearing underneath. Because my first thought was that they would just, like,
nothing,
kind of pick a corner or, like, a side of a hallway or something,
right,
and just...
But it does not say that.
Right. But does it say pants?
No, it just says...
Wherever
they
are.
They would relieve themselves wherever they happen to be.
Right.
So, like, they wouldn't even, you know, dog it up and go sniff out a good hydrant. They would just, like, mid-conversation just piss themselves.
I would
unbreaking
like,
eye contact.
I'd like to make the point, pooping yourself in a robe and pooping yourself in jeans is a very different experience.
Not if you just apparate it later.
Right.
Or
the initial shitting is different, just yeah. Logistically and physically.
Hey, how are your rashes, wizards?
Yeah. What's going on there?
How's your butt skin?
I mean, some
do
of the...
Do you apparate rashes as well?
I think the rashes happen when it sits on you for a while, so if you apparate pretty quickly after dropping the deuce, you're okay.
But, like, into the 18th century seems wild.
Yeah, that... I mean, how old was Dumbledore?
I don't know.
I think he was over 100, right? Canonically?
But I mean, this
probably.
And, like, the books were supposed to be set in the 1990s.
Yes.
So, presumably, young Dumbledore could have been shitting himself.
Yeah, maybe.
And
maybe
Jude
he
Law
still
Dumbledore.
Does.
Was it just Hogwarts that did this? Or
wizards.
Was it, or
wizards.
Was it
okay. All wizards.
So Hogwarts, the thing claimed that Hogwarts adapted indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Right.
Which means that there are maybe many other places in...
Where they're still shitting themselves?
Yeah, that have not...
I bet,
like Diagon
like
Alley.
Diagon Alley.
You're in the middle of a transaction and the hot hiss... of just a nice warm wizard stream hitting the ground. while you pay for your wand.
Is that a power
move? While the wand chooses
while
the wizard. The wizard messes the floor.
Yes, it's like a power move.
The shopkeeper says, clean that shit up. And you say, not until you knock 20% off. I'll shit again. Try me. I got more in the chamber.
There is definitely 100% a faction of witches and wizards mm-hmm. who are very traditional and will not move to indoor plumbing.
Correct.
Right. They will not chamber pot. They will just piss on their carpet.
They will continue, and their children will go to a school, and they will do this in classes.
And McGonagall is one of them.
Is she? Do you think?
McGonagall has not, will not use a toilet.
This is what the Death Eaters were formed over.
She is used to being a
tradition.
Cat.
It does seem odd. Like, it seemed odd in the books that they would adopt this Muggle technology of plumbing.
Yeah.
When, like, they also have trouble getting their heads around other really basic Muggle technologies.
Electricity.
Like, but plumbing is one that they picked up. I would say for very good reasons, you should. But does that not stick out as just kind of a weird thing?
To pick and choose?
Yeah, like in the books, as you're reading like
does
the first
book.
Does it
not seem like the arbitrary whims of a single woman?
It does. That's my point. Because maybe she didn't want to write about people shitting themselves in a kid's book. And only now, like, 50,
will she entertain
like,
the idea?
50 years later, she's letting us in on the dirty secret.
I want to see the director's cut of Crimes of Grindelwald or whatever. Mm-hmm. Where hot young Dumbledore, in the middle of a very important discussion about whatever crimes are happening,
has diarrhea.
Just lets it loose.
Is the crimes not using plumbing? Also, can we return to the nitty gritty of rashes?
Okay.
Is it like toilet paper? Like, if you only do one flick, you're gonna leave a skid. How many flicks of
magic?
The wand does it take to get rid of all of your shit?
I would hope somebody had developed a spell.
Do you bidet yourself with the wand?
Like, I don't know what the spell words.
Poopicus vanicus.
Yeah, ficus something.
Ficus obliterus.
Like, you have to say it out loud, right? And like,
well, yeah,
all,
until
like,
you're
all the
high
Muggle...
enough lizard level wizard that you can do the spells in your head.
All the Muggle-born kids, like, would come and be rightfully very worried that so many of the people around them were just shitting themselves.
Is it just Avada Kedavra?
Boy, don't misspeak when you do that.
That's a tricky one.
You gotta be real careful.
Maybe that's why they incentivized plumbing.
They're just like,
we have too many shit-covered bodies on our hands.
Like, oops. Like, Wizard Jimmy did shoot like did shoot green death lightning up his butt instead of cleaning it.
Wizard Jimmy, the boy who shit.
It just, even if you are turning this over as a possibility for your children's series, why would you say it on the internet?
People wanted to know.
They didn't.
The whole thing is baffling. Like, I didn't question there being toilets in Hogwarts.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, it like, I had the question of, like, why are they using, like, isn't this Muggle technology? Why are they using this one?
The Romans had plumbing.
But they weren't wizards.
Some of them might have been. Maybe that's where plumbing came from.
They did a good job with it.
You could have explained that. Like, ancient Rome had wizards that specialized in plumbing, and unfortunately the spells were lost for several years.
Where does it go?
Well, that was the only question about the plumbing in the books that I have ever heard from fans.
Was where does it all go?
No. Why did these fucking plumbers never find the Chamber of Secrets?
Uh-huh.
Which the plumbing leads directly to.
Yeah. How did that work
did
out?
Did they get Muggle plumbers and then just, like, mind wipe them?
All right. Well, here's my thought with the Chamber of Secrets was, who gives a shit? One. And two, like, the plumbing, I assumed, had been around for a while.
Yeah, this just, like, complicates that further.
So, like, I guess the chamber was created by the original Slytherin founder or whatever.
That's the idea, I think. Been a while since I've read it, but I believe that's right.
To well, what?
I think the chamber was like the original Slytherin founder's secret hiding cave or whatever.
I don't know.
His Fortress of Solitude.
Maybe.
But like, that could have just been his office. And then they sealed it up. Like,
I don't know.
Building plans happened at some point.
I want to know when you poop yourself.
Yes.
And you do the spell.
Yes.
Goes away. Does, like, and I guess it also hopefully kind of disinfects as well. Mm-hmm. But like, are you teleporting it somewhere?
Yes.
Where?
Into Dobby.
Is it? Like, into a house elf, and the house elf will dispose of it.
Their problem.
The house elf will dispose of it in the normal way. Just basically like, here, you carry this around for a while.
I'm assuming from this question that you are requiring magic to follow the laws of physics where matter cannot be created or destroyed.
I mean, that's my question, because that is still a law of physics. Like, is magic bound by that? I guess not.
Yeah, it doesn't appear to be in most other formats.
I mean, I just want to... Kids aren't learning science. This is going to be a real problem. They don't learn math or anything, do they?
No, they don't learn any real skills, but they can make a feather float.
It is.
Yeah, I don't think there's any gen ed at
it
Hogwarts.
It is shocking that this community has survived.
Yeah, they somehow learned to read. I guess that's their parents' problem, because they get into the Hogwarts school when they're 11.
Yeah.
So it's not really clear what they're doing until then. Like, maybe they're in regular elementary schools learning math and taxes and stuff. Wizard taxes up until then.
Spells don't go away, right?
What do you mean they don't go away?
Like, a spell doesn't go extinct?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, they could still do this.
Yeah, like, anyone who wants to just piss themselves...
This implies that this can still be done.
Yeah.
It can be. I mean, I'm sure it's, like, a great spell to know just in case.
Yeah.
I mean, things happen. You eat the
they
wrong...
They poop themselves in private,
is
though,
it a
right?
kindergarten spell?
I mean, yeah.
Well, no, it wouldn't be, because they don't learn any magic till they go to Hogwarts.
Yeah, but the kindergartners don't use that it's the
right,
adults
that's...
around them that are like, I don't want to touch that. Poop a kiss away, a kiss.
That's another consideration. Is like, the children are not, like, either they don't know how or they're not allowed to do magic, like, when they're not at Hogwarts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have to go to their parents and say, Mom
I
and
did
Dad,
it I, again.
I pooped myself. Can you magic wipe me? Like, into their teens? Because that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
Well, you can't
maybe
do that.
Maybe it's just like so culturally accepted, you don't even ask. You just like look your mom in the eye.
You just leave
and
the
like,
mess.
And like,
you just
and like
walk
make
into
it.
Your mom's room and you floss. That's the signal. That you need
maybe,
a little bit of, you need a little undercarriage cleaning.
Is this the one spell they are allowed to do? Like, they have a guy at Hogwarts, or woman, or whatever, some kind of weird goblin,
mm-hmm.
who's, like, monitoring child magic, and they're like, oh, we got a hit, but it's poop magic.
It's the poop one again.
That one's fine. That one's allowed.
Yeah,
the saddest Santa Claus. He has the worst list.
<Who's>... Naughty or poop? I mean, yeah, this one little nugget breaks so much of the world she created.
If you think about it, for how long have we been going, Gordy?
Almost 15 minutes.
It is also like...
That's all it took for us to ruin it completely.
It also sort of like retroactively diminished my memory of these...
And the people in them.
Right, because like before...
Because now you're thinking about everybody crapping themselves.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have thought about that since you said that. Like, like Snape...
You imagine...
Snape dropping a deuce while he's like being a creepy Batman.
Yeah, you're thinking about Snape being a messy underwear boy.
You're thinking about looping pooping.
And not just when he's a werewolf.
So on that level, yes. But like all of the other Rowling additions to her story have not like fundamentally changed her world building
mm-hmm.
in this way, nor have they been so batshit that they like put a blip for very long. Like, okay, Dumbledore's gay. Cool. That Fine, doesn't yeah. affect the story at all.
Wish it did.
Yeah, would have been cool if I mean, that's... not an afterthought. So, like, but none of those things overshadow the original story. This fucking overshadows the original story because it's batshittier than anything that happened in those books.
I would take an eighth book just explaining the mechanics.
That is the only eighth book I will accept. And is it like a 600-page treatise on wizard shits?
Well, yeah, the
fantastic
the
beefs and how to hide them.
The result of this one tweet is that now when I think of Harry Potter, don't think of the magical book series that my friends and I threw book release parties for. Like, I loved these books so much that I drew Moaning Myrtle so that we could have a pin the book in on Moaning Myrtle game at mm-hmm. our book release party. I invented a wizard's duel that was a trivia game where you shouted the spells at each other because they were the answers to the trivia, and that's how you dueled.
Yeah.
Like, I love these books. But now when I think of Harry Potter, I think of piss wizards.
The image of an amazing invisible Skellahorse gone.
Yeah. I have a t-shirt with the amazing invisible Skellahorse on it. And no it might more. As well be the piss wizard shirt now.
Now you just have a... Go check. Your t-shirt has changed it to a t-shirt of stained robes.
It's Dumbledore standing there with a wand and a wet patch on the front of his robes.
And he's winking.
It's, I mean, like, the collective burden of the changes. Maybe this isn't true for everybody. Because I kind of dropped out partway through this series because it just wasn't...
Not your bag.
Wasn't doing it.
It wasn't surprising me.
There were no swords and stones.
It just wasn't, like, after a bit. So, like, maybe this isn't true, and some people really like these extra details, but, like, I just... Like, it feels like the Harry Potter brand is changing. and it's got not just shit stink, but just kind of a general stink. And I know, like, one of the, I think, very valid criticisms is when she does say, like, oh, by the way, Dumbledore was gay. Oh, yeah, there's definitely a Jewish wizard at Hogwarts. People go, none of this is canon.
Yeah, you're just saying it out loud.
It wasn't important enough for you to write it into the books. You're just, like, trying to cover it up, like, sort of the lack of inclusivity after the fact.
Yeah.
Which I get. Like, I'm not of a dent. Like, I see myself represented in everything.
Sure.
Because I'm a white man. So, like, this doesn't hit me in the same way. That's just not my experience. But if you are the person who asked, like, there are no Jewish wizards at Hogwarts. Just an example I remember. And she just goes, like, oh, yeah, this fucking guy's in Ravenclaw.
He's in Ravenclaw.
And you're like, okay, but there's still, like, none in the books where it matters. J.K. Rowling.
I didn't ask you to check your imaginary roster and, like, tweet back at me.
I think the only appropriate response to that is, like, of course there can be, like, you are welcome to be a Jewish wizard. Are you in Pottermore? You're in Hogwarts. There you go. Like, I understand the impulse. Mm-hmm. It's on the surface, a good impulse.
I think it's well-intentioned.
Right, just...
But there are other... We've talked about it before, yeah. But when she goes, like, I don't know if I like the way I ended it, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, that kind of thing is absolutely insane.
I would say it's well-intentioned if, like, the Dumbledore example is becoming more egregious as time goes on.
How so?
Because it wasn't long after the books had ended that she made that proclamation.
Right.
And everyone was more or less accepting of it, like, oh, that makes some sense. Uh-huh. And now she is actively writing extra material. She is the script writer of the movies. Yeah. And it is not included in the scripts. Like, it is not being borne out in the new fiction. So it is just her, like, sort of hand-waving stuff away.
So it is still non-canon.
Correct.
Despite the opportunity to do so.
And to make it matter.
Yeah, I know.
In a story about those two characters.
I know people were upset about the, oh my gosh, some kind of snake woman who was played
Nagini.
By...
Nagini?
Yeah, oh, who's yeah. played by an Asian woman, and they... I don't remember the details on this, but...
I mean, it's just a bizarre choice to make Nagini a woman who becomes a snake.
Just leave her a snake. And, he was a parcel
and
tongue.
And cast her as an Asian woman.
I mean, yeah, there's already not great representation there outside of Cho Chang.
Yeah, there's the one. I mean, Harry does get boners for her.
He does.
So, so that's something.
But, like...
Not, like, meaningful
ones. The parcel tongue... thing was a major connecting point between Voldemort and Harry.
Yeah.
So why does Nagini need to be a woman? She can just be a snake. Guys could both speak snake. They could just talk to her like she was a person because that was what they were able to do. They could speak snake. She didn't need to be a human.
I am going to watch those movies. They sound insane.
Yeah, I'll watch them, I guess.
Are they afraid to introduce Muggle shit to wizards because video games are dope? And all the wizards are going to want to stop doing magic.
I mean, she this has come up before because she mentions a PlayStation in the books.
She does?
She does. Dudley gets a PlayStation for one of his birthdays. But he gets it before the PlayStation came out in the timeline. So she has changed the timeline of the world by inventing PlayStation early because wizards.
Okay.
Wait, so someone pointed out that the given timeline didn't match
right
with the when release of the PlayStation?
When he got a PlayStation.
And her response to that was wizards?
No, it's just an assumption on fans now that this is a alternate timeline because the PlayStation came out 2 years early.
You know what? That's better than what I thought was happening. So
would probably lean into it.
Right.
That seems if she had, her speed.
Man, if someone points out a timeline discrepancy and then she rushes to explain away the entire Nintendo and Sony and etc. industries by wizards.
Jewish Ravenclaws run Sony.
Oh, no. Like if the Gryffindor common room had a Wii. I think a lot of this stuff just like falls apart. Nobody's going to enter a Triwizard tournament. Like, no, I'm going to go to the Gryffindor common room. They have a Wii. It tracks your movements.
They
you
have
can
this
bowl.
Great game called Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets where you can wave a wand. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.